Since you are all the time caged in your hotel, except for performances, is there any pleasure at all, except for the money, in travelling abroad?
Yeah.
Well, let him translate.
Oh, sorry.
Did everyone hear that then?
No,
we enjoy it as well. Some of it's not, you know, sometimes it's not good and sometimes it's good, like any job.
And when we go away anyway, the main reason for going away is just so that other people can see us at the concert, so it doesn't really matter if we don't have a good time, because it's for the other people anyway.
We're not on holiday, we don't expect to see any sights or have any fun, and if we get fun as well while we happen to be touring, well then it's okay, you know. But it's a job as well.
How highly would you rate your own music?
We don't rate it. We don't sort of compare it and classify it like everybody else. You know.
We're not very good musicians, you know, and we never claim to be very good musicians. We're adequate, but not very good.
Well, what's the reason, do you think, for the tremendous popularity? Is it because people admire your talent, or...?
Well, I don't know, you know, maybe they admire adequate music, you know. And
But,
He's having an attack.
You are entertainment for millions. What do you consider to be entertainment?
We don't.
We like mainly coloured American groups. Those are the groups that we like best. I think that's our favourite kind of entertainment. Generally.
Would you pay £2 or £3 to go and see people like yourselves with that sort of music?
Yes, if we like them. Yeah. I paid 17 and 6 to see Bill Haley. I was 12. Broke me.
But why is it, do you think, that there is such fantastic response to your music? Is there something in it of people finding you a handy opportunity to let off steam or something of that sort?
There's no excuses or reasons for seeing us. People keep asking questions about why did they come and see us. They come and see us because they like us, that's all. There's nothing else to it, you know. And there's they don't have to let off steam at our concerts. They can go and let off steam anywhere.
It's the equivalent of a sort of football match anyway for a girl.
Yeah. Do you think that the response that people give, which sometimes gets violent and hysterical, do you think this is a good thing? Are you happy to see people behaving in this rather extravagant way?
It doesn't normally get violent, actually. You know, it may get hysterical, but it only gets as hysterical as men do at a football match. You know, it's no more hysterical than that. And nobody's really trying to hurt each other. The thing is that, obviously, when you get a lot of people together, whatever they're doing, there's always the risk of that. But that's what we were saying about security before. It's always best if you can keep it so that it never gets out of hand. And it doesn't very often get out of hand. In fact, there are far more, I imagine, injuries at football matches all over the world than there are at our concerts.
And less violence, too.
Would you then be disappointed if, in fact, you didn't have this kind of response?
No, you know, we just... if we didn't have this kind of response or we didn't have this kind of life, you know, it's no use really asking us what we'd do if we didn't have it. Because if we didn't have it, we'd just do something else and we'd adapt to that, you know. And there's no sort of great thing behind all of this. There's no big message or anything, you know. We just get up and we sing and people happen to like it. And we happen to like being liked, and that's all there is to it, you know.
You've been tremendously successful for a very long time now. Do you think this will continue?
Do you think
it will? Oh, you know, we don't think anything. We don't think very, you know, we think very little at all. We just, you know, we just do it. And if the time comes when we don't have an audience, then we'll think then about it. But now we don't think.
Live for today, man.
I have a question from behind. What are you going to do when you grow up, the man asks.
What's he...
Well...
We don't want to grow up.
What are you
going to do? If he doesn't think we're adult, you know, that's his opinion. But we are adults, and if the question was a joke, it wasn't funny. Whereas adults
was it
is
a joke?
And probably more so.
Was it a joke? Charlie? You?
More or less a joke.
Well, you look adult enough to not ask questions like that.
You know.
Are you planning to do anything apart from your performances in Tokyo, outside this hotel?
Well, we're not planning anything, but we'd like to see Tokyo, you know. If we get a chance. Yeah.
Is there anything special in Japan that you've heard about you'd like to see or do?
Yes.
Many things.
Like?
Well, radios, you know. I don't know, just, you know, we're average tourists if we get a chance to tour.
Well, Mr. Gary, I think our 5 minutes is over. Okay. Can I briefly explain to the Japanese press the rough goings?
Yeah.
May I?